Alright, Stu, how are you?
Okay.
Sorry it's taken me so long to get back to you. I've just been on the road and, you know, going crazy. And so I guess you got my message at home the other night.
Yeah.
I figured as much. What's up?
Well, talked to the director.
And,
you know, the overall feeling they had, and also the trustees, was to, explain to you or anybody else that, you know, they're going to be in Arlington, and they'll be glad to address anything you want. And, they will give you whatever time you want to talk to them, or anybody else you want to talk to. But, you got to know something, that the way that this whole thing is, and I believe you understand your philosophy thing, but the idea is that our view and our attorney's view of this whole thing is that you're illegal, and we can't condone it or say it's okay or pretend like it isn't happening. And, so our position was that we would need to do our serving and notify the fellowship of what's going on. And if you want to talk about it, we can talk about it.
Right.
You know, because, I mean, from a narcotics development standpoint, man, we can't participate in anything illegal or associated with anything. So, bottom line.
Yeah, well, that's an interesting philosophical concept at this point.
Philosophical, man. You know what I mean? I got nothing to do with philosophy.
Yeah. Well, you know, I've heard the argument being raised that that Hazelden or someone outside, an outside vendor, could possibly do something in terms of getting the copyrights and that type of thing. And the legal advice that I have is what's inside is inside, and what's outside, the legal protection is still the same as it would be in, you know, in any case like that.
Well, in a sense is correct, but the minute you take our test and alter it and bend it yourself, which means sell it yourself, you become not inside but outside.
Well, that's interesting.
And plus, it's a fraud to say that it's fellowship and truth. So then you're into a legal form, a criminal form. So it's consumer fraud to say fellowship and truth is not.
I guess people have misconstrued that fellowship and truth.
Well, yes, they have.
You know, all that was that the language in it had been voted on by all the home groups, and, you know, there was some confusion as to that. And so, you know, if there happens to be any subsequent printings, that will be removed. Right at the moment, I'm done with printing.
Good for you.
And
I'm happy.
At the moment.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Don't count my chicken.
Right, don't do that. But,
I hope you stop, man. But I'd like to talk about some of your points, though. I think you ought to raise them and you ought to talk about them.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think you ought to quit on that. I don't think fucking with the basic test is a good idea.
Well, it's symbolic.
Yeah.
You know.
That is, man.
And although the IPs are the highest, you know, profit percentage, and we certainly sell a lot more of them inside the fellowship than we do text. The text is a very symbolic, piece. However, you know, I find myself in a strange situation, Stu. I'm not sure if I told you before, but, you know, I have some trepidation about, you know, doing what I'm doing.
And
I don't know, you know, if I had a crystal ball, and I would have known that, for instance, that, you know, things were going to change and be, you know, I mean, I'm not particularly, you know, the fact that Bob Stone's gone really means nothing to me. you know, I mean, I've heard it being used as a justification for, you know, hey, Dave, stop what you're doing. Bob's gone. Well, you know, he was never in particular a quote-unquote target. So,
I kind of understand. One thing I can share with you, is that, what you do and what you say doesn't go unheard. You know what I mean? It doesn't necessarily, you got to understand that what your efforts are don't go for naught. You know what I mean? They're heard and listened to. And, what it does, it provides, a look at what everybody's doing. Is what we're doing right? Take a look at it, you know what I mean? And so, I don't think that, what you do is wrong. I don't think anything like that. But when you start doing like this last thing with the text, that wasn't right for the fellowship. But, you got to understand that just because a lot of things don't get passed, or a lot of things don't get done that reflect the way you think or feel or even believe, that they don't go unheard. They do. I know they do. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know if there's any consolation there.
It would be quite interesting to actually see, it's the same, but, for 5 years when you are as, not only vociferous, but as voluminous the input that I sent, and polling, the folks that were supposed to get the input, a lot of them never seen it, and that's unfortunate. We need to treat each other better in that respect.
Well, in that respect, maybe the change in the office may be a good idea. that's one of the areas that I believe we kind of heard loud and clear, man. The information that kind of gets lost and not used, that kind of hurt, not even considered, That was one of our problems. The people who got the information were only those ones that they felt needed to get the information. And it didn't go to the people, globally, in the World Service community had something. Like, I would get certain things that were relative to the directors, and Jeff would get certain things relative to the trustees, and if they would cross each other's lines, so to speak.
Right.
And yet, I would get something that Jack didn't get.
Right.
And it really wasn't until myself and Jack, who happened to know each other, more than just seeing each other in the World Service form.
Right.
I was getting some things that I felt the trustees should look at before I do anything. And so I started talking to them. Well, lo and behold, they weren't getting a lot of the information they should have.
Oh, I'll be in Arlington on Sunday.
On Sunday?
Yeah.
Okay.
And basically because I have a prior commitment at a history workshop.
Okay.
And, I tell you, it's the old leather neck going into the guillotine one more time, and I hope that, that there will be some kind of restraint used with the personality, thing, stories that have been used before, because if not, I'll just walk out. To tell you the truth, I spoke to people, and everybody knows, and I made no secret of it, that I believe that we need to do something different. If we, I've been laboring, maybe because, I didn't have much recovery and my delivery was improper in some instances. I've been laboring for a long time to try to engage in some dialogue and, to get some issues heard and understood. And, I don't want to, cover old ground again, but, if it feels the same to me, I gotta walk,
Okay.
It's just like, you know, I, my name can't be any further south, but, you know, my heart, my soul, and, you know, my commitment, my own personal comfortability, you know, I just said to people, I said, you know, I'm in pain, you know, and I just keep going back and keep going back and keep going back.
Hold on a minute, Dave, okay?
Okay. Yeah, I just keep going back and, you know, and all I get is heartache and misery and, you know, Dave, you're an asshole. You know, and yeah, okay, I might be. you know, I mean, I have been at times. I guess I'm not good at, you know, walking into a highly charged social situation of which I had no preparation for, and then, you know, have to be put on the defensive and, you know, and stuff like that. So, you know, I get a little nervous and anxious, and my even-headedness sometimes escapes me. And, you know, it's just like anybody else. I mean, some people have a lot of practice at it, and I, you know, for being in those public forums and world service, this and that. And I don't, you know. So, I mean, I'm much better doing this. But you know, I'm afraid. I'm afraid because you know, it's like, in a way, I see this as a repetition of past patterns. You know, I was always the guy that you know, took the dares.
Yeah.
You know, only this has turned into a different situation. It's like, you know, you have people sawing on you all the time about, you know, gosh, we got to do this and we got to do that, and, you know, they'll pat you on the back and say, gee, we support you, but, you know, come on, let's get out on the firing line here. And so, you know, oh well. But I understand that there was some facts sent to the convention here in Florida, and that Biff has been running around telling people, you know, kind of publicly, that he'll have me arrested if I show up on the site with, you know, blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
Biff, you know. And,
Well, they were stampede from the fifth quarter from the attorney.
Yeah.
That's real.
Yes.
I don't know about what he's going to do with you.
Right.
That's not
I don't know. Well, you know, I don't think really there's anything that, you know, that they can do if I don't choose to go in there and sell books.
Right. If you do, though, they're responsible to stop.
Right.
That would be something.
Right. Well, they have their, you know, certain legal contractual obligations. As all convention committees do, and I understand that. And, so, you know, I've already encountered a couple of instances where the convention committee says, well, you didn't come before us, and blah, 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 and, you know, we would ask you not to do this, and so I went off site or whatever, rather than, you know, force anybody's hand. But I would say that, you know, it would probably not be too cool to, you know, create a Mandela. You know what I mean? Put me in jail. Not that I, you know, it doesn't bother me if that's what has to happen. But, you know, at this point, I've got 4,000 books, and, you know, I think they're all sold, and I don't even have to walk onto the site with any. So, you know, that's 7,000 books in the past 3 weeks. And I think, hopefully, that, you know, that this will be taken seriously. You know, it's not you know, it's not something that's just going to go away and disappear because you write somebody, you know, other than myself, a nice letter.
Well, yeah, we sent the letters, the trustees, it's an old fashioned.
Right.
Which will go to paper.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, well, I certainly hope that it doesn't exacerbate the situation. I was going to take a hiatus until I heard from you and had a chance to, you know, determine whether we were going to, you know, sit down and you know, engage in some kind of meaningful discussion. I had asked for Greg and Mitch to be there, you know, if we were going to do that, basically because, but that ain't going to happen. Or at least I don't hear it happening.
We'd only give, related to this, we'd only give with the World Service Community present. And that would be because it came to them, they did.
I see. Well, you know, I'd certainly hope that maybe we could get some kind of tacit understanding or, you know,
yeah,
or that kind of thing prior to going into some form like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because, you know, I certainly, I don't, you know, when you look at it, you know, the moral climate today in terms of feed the children and 90% goes to the administrators and 10% goes to the children, you know,
I think that's exaggerated. I think the budget that comes out this year will fill you a whole different picture. Like I said, you know what I mean? If you like, I hope you like what you see in the future.
I do too. I think we're in need of, you know, of really. I mean, you know, the minority of our members have assimilated the 12 steps, so maybe we ought to reevaluate our, you know, usage of the term minority and majority
in
fellowship, and you know, perhaps we ought to be, you know, more cognizant of the quote end quote minority position.
Yeah.
And there may be some, you know, validity, a great deal of validity to those types of stances being taken.
I think that there is validity to it. Like I said before when I told you, I always felt that. You don't exist without those kind of things.
Right. Well, I certainly was appreciative of the obvious care that you took in writing the thing that you wrote about special workers and the guy that served.
Oh.
I know I wasn't supposed to see those kinds of things, but it's hard to keep anything coming.
Okay.
You know, it really is, you know, I support that. That's, you know, they are different. And,
absolutely.
You know, if we really understood our tradition and had a really good work on the traditions, which I'm afraid that we won't, but, you know, I'm afraid that we won't really have any, take any new ground in terms of the steps either. Well, based on everything I've seen, I don't think we will. But, you know, to me, the steps and the traditions are perfect. They're like mantras, objects of, you know, meditation and focus. They have their own spiritual energy and vibration that are not in need of any material interpretation.
Yeah.
You know, and we haven't really begun as a fellowship to look at that yet. You know, the guide's service is that, you know, and the 12 concept is that, you know, your traditions are not sufficient. And I have a little problem with that.
Oh, yeah, I don't. So, yeah, I got a problem with that too. Because, I mean, they're not really. Concepts of service have absolutely nothing to do with traditions. The traditions are the traditions. Everything that deals with service is perpetuated by the tradition. Your concept of service is simply a are simply the parameters by which you provide service to engage in service. And, you know, and that engagement has to have the traditions within it. You know, they don't supersede or anything like that. But I understand what you're saying. There are those who think otherwise.
Right. It's like, let's externalize the problem. Let's not have world services inventory ourselves. Let's, you know, do like Attic Stew and, you know, point the finger and put the focus elsewhere. Avoid looking at ourselves in a real critical, you know, critical light. I mean, I understand that, you know, phenomenon in my own personal experience. You know, I'd love to be able to just point the finger at World Services and say, well, you know, I'm doing what I'm doing, and you guys are, every one of you are fucked up, and it'd be a real good thing to be impressed by what I'm doing. But it's not, you know, it's not. I know that not every one of you are fucked up, and I know that not everything World Services loves is wrong, you know. And, you know, it's certainly not the right things that need evaluation and looking at, unless it's in terms of strictly, you know, to try to make those types of things better, more, you know, more efficient and economical operation. But at any rate, I'm sorry that, you know, things are the way they are, and I don't know what I'm going to do. However, you know, it will do no good to try to pursue a printer because I'm not going to be using that printer in the future at all. So, you know, it's just like thin air more than anything else. You know, if you want somebody, it's me. And, you know, I'm not having.
Okay.
Okay. But I don't want to. No, I don't want anybody else to be hurt.
Well, we, everybody that, you know, participates in the sales and ticketing and all that is, you know, equally involved. So, you know, I like to say that it's all, you know, we're all focused on this, which is here.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know. Anyway, man, if I see you in Virginia.
Okay, well,
if you got anything, if you ever want to call, man, just give me a ring.
All right.
Okay?
All right.
Okay.
Take
care.
Bye-bye.
Hey, are you having a house party there?
Yeah, it's getting to be a blowout.
Oh, sounds like fun. Independence is hard-earned, isn't it?
Yeah, it sure is, man.
Yeah.
Good.
Oh, I'm doing all right.
That'd be close, man.
Yeah, for sure. I just spent a couple of days in bed, you know, from recuperating from being in Florida and stuff.
Yeah.
I got a copy of this thing that I'm not sure, you know, what it is or what it means, or your name was mentioned in it. I didn't know whether you had...
Which piece?
Well...
The one from the trustees?
No, I didn't get that one.
Oh, that one's coming.
Oh, okay.
That explains the one you got in your hand.
Oh, I see. I got page 3 and 4 of obviously what was a 4-page item. Barbara handed it to me and said, okay, cease and desist, and, and smiled and walked on off, you know.
Yeah. Well, that's basically what I told you. You knew you had that was going to come.
Yeah, well, you know, I would like to say that, you know, the thing wasn't signed and it wasn't addressed to anyone, so.
Well, are you at home?
Yeah.
Well, you should be getting one that's official with your name on it and all that.
Okay, good. Good. Yeah, I mean, you know.
You just got a copy of...
Of a draft.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I figured it was.
So listen, you coming to Virginia or what?
Well, I, you know, I, kind of having second thoughts about it, actually.
Yeah.
It seems, you know, and you know, you're in my relationship, which is interesting, very interesting. It seems to be very respectful, which is something that I enjoy. My questions were that I had hoped that, you know, we would be able to you know, sit down and talk about this and that, and try to, you know, get the at least get into some kind of sync about, you know, having some other more public discussions. It appears, according to what you said to me the other day, that, like, Jack is not really, you know, for this, you know.
Jack just wants to do it with everybody there. Now, we could do that, you know, like I was kind of hoping you were going to go to Virginia rather than not get there before Sunday.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, the ideal place is the Board of Trustee meeting on Friday morning.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Where, you know, you don't have a mob there. And, you know, generally you have the trustees and directors. So, you know, I mean, that's the ideal place, so it isn't, you know. I mean, Jack's main thing is that we do it where there just isn't a few of us, and, you know.
Well, my feeling about that is, you know, and certainly I can appreciate the necessity of doing that, but you understand what my feelings about that are. It's like, you know, geez, it's going to be like walking into a meat grinder, really. I just think to myself, like, you know, what's the point?
Well, here's the thing, Dave. And I'll tell you a lot of where Jack's coming from, too. Yeah, you know, aside from not having those kind of discussions, you know, away from the fellowship, you know, we have an atmosphere of change right now. I mean, Jack's in the same position place that I am.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And you know, we're into making changing some things. So, I mean, a lot of his motivation and, you know, a lot of what I hope, you know, the fellowship begins to deal with is if there's change needs to be made and people have input to change, you know what I mean, we want to hear it. You know what I mean?
Right.
So, we don't have any other means of hearing it except, you know, indirectly, okay, or somebody off the wall stands up or you go out and publish something, or, you know what I mean? So, I mean, we really want to invite people to say, this is what we feel we need to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
well, you know,
I mean, I entertained a conversation last weekend with, what's his name, Bob McKendrick,
mm-hmm.
about some of his views about world services, and, I mean, but see, we don't normally hear a lot of those things.
Right.
Okay, and
basically because people feel that they've gone on unheard for such a protracted period of time that it's a useless endeavor.
Well, you know, aside from us, I mean, a lot of reasons why the trustees are going to Arlington is to listen, to hear.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, you know, I know it's a wait and see situation, but I mean, we can't make any changes until we know what we're going to change, man.
Right.
I mean, we have fairly good ideas.
Well, you know, I would have thought
yeah.
that, you know, that and I don't really mean nothing personal by this, so just try to take it as a matter of fact kind of statement that A, as the chairperson of the board of directors, that you would have purview over matters concerning the office, and your decisions and determinations based on your elected position and responsibility there would have taken precedence over, you know, in your judgment, taken precedence over, you know, other pressures. And I don't know.
If it's reasonable, you know what I mean? I mean, I do have that purview, okay? I'm one of those kind of directors who don't take as much purview as I really could take.
Right.
Okay, and I believe that issues that relate to the fellowship and the WSO, you know what I mean, I need to share. See, you got to understand something, Dave. For many years, WSO has done just what you're saying, what the fuck they wanted.
Right.
And I got to change that, man. I got to bring other people in. You know what I mean?
Sure.
So I'm bringing the trustees into a lot of that kind of level decision making.
Well, so it's interesting.
I understand your feeling, but
yeah.
You know what I mean? I also looked at the fact that, you know, his rationale for having these discussions out with everybody help merit too.
Made sense in the context in which it was offered, I'm sure.
Yeah, so, there's another thing too, Dan. There's some other folks who have some feelings about, you know, change and things like that I haven't talked to.
Right.
That I hopefully by opening a lot of that up, they'll come forward and start saying what they want to do. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because I haven't talked to any of them, really. I mean, I kind of heard, you know, indirectly a lot of their concerns.
Well, George has been, discussing this whole situation with members, and that's probably, you know, according to the personnel policies, not a thing that George should be doing, even on the let's keep it QT, you know. We're looking at a situation where the outside laws still apply in force just as they always have.
Yeah.
The inside laws in terms of how we would handle all of this stuff legally internally within the fellowship, it's a big blank, you know? It's like we're looking at something that, has never been decided in the annals of legal history. And the advice that I get is certainly different from the advice that you have gotten.
Well, I already know what the advice you got. I understand it well. But the only thing you really hope to gain is a loyalty situation, not an ownership situation, even from within. I mean, the best outcome anybody could get in a suit would be our ownership, and then somebody could claim royalties against the basic text, and we got to pay them for every copy sold. That's the only thing you have to gain. And they would gain rights in that purview, and that's based on the CC versus Reed case.
Right. Well,
but they would not gain ownership.
Right.
There's a difference in copyright law and trademark law.
Yeah.
Copyright law, you can have ownership and pay royalties. They're two different things.
Correct.
See, an individual can have rights to something but not own it.
Correct.
So,
but here's the legal premise that is being at least proffered about at this point is that because there's an internal situation where people are printing and making, you know, members are printing and making available, the logic that's being applied is that somehow that an outside vendor, and I know what, you know, your legal advice is telling you that, you know, that a member of Narcotics Anonymous, which, you know, I, although I'm having a discussion with you, you know, this is a group, you know, a group issue.
Well, the minute you take what belongs to another identified body and offer it for sale, you become a vendor. Okay, you become an outsider. You know, and what was an insider, which is the group, now becomes an outside entity because they don't represent what is identified as a decision-making body. And that is well documented. You know what I mean? And that, you know, pretty much is not really a questionable issue. The decision making has taken over the course of the years in relation to the text. So, I mean, like I said, I understand. But the minute, see, because you could take the book that you're selling and say, and get tickets to any place, how much it costs to do this, and they'll say maybe 60 cents. And then all you do is bring somebody to pay the buck and a quarter. Yo. You know what I mean? You're a vendor.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that makes you an outsider.
Well, if they prove that, you know, there was profit motive and all that stuff, that's...
Well, they don't have to prove the profit motive. They prove the production versus the... Mm-hmm. Motives have got nothing to do with it.
I would think that the most interesting response would have been for WSO to go and have 200,000 fifth editions printed for 9 cents a piece and sell them to the groups for 65 cents a piece.
You know, I'll tell you something. You actually would have been on better ground if you would have reproduced the fifth edition.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? By going backwards and inserting, you cross the line of alteration.
Well, that's that's interesting. But you see what I'm saying here.
My thing is, why can't you do it the right way? See, because I think that with enough, you know, bringing together, we could go forward and get a reduced basic tax for institutional use.
Right.
I really feel that could go across.
Yes.
Okay, so, you know, why do this? You know what I mean? I mean...
Well...
You know what I mean?
You know, shit's got to start somehow, some way.
Yeah.
You know, and that's the point that I found myself was like, you know, in our group, you know, we just said, well, shit, I mean... Everybody's sitting around going, oh, my God, what are we doing, and this and that, and, you know, and my group says, well, what the hell? Let's try it. Let's go for it. Let's see what happens. And so, at this point, you know, in our last conversation, I felt, made it clear that, you know, we were proceeding with some trepidation and willingness to talk and discuss and
Yeah, we'll talk, but you gotta understand that, you know what I mean, get myself personally, you know what I mean, being elected to the board of directors, I mean, one of the primary functions of the office is to protect the copyright.
Right.
You know, for me not to do anything in relation to what you did would be out of line.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Well,
I really
you and I both understand.
Even though I'm more open than my predecessors to talk about. See, because I believe I believe that you can pursue it and come up with, if what you want is a lower cost based test, I think you can end up with that. But if you do it, use the right channel.
Well, hopefully.
I'm going to tell you the big mystery that the reason why the soft cover basic tech wasn't done at a cheaper rate was because of the fear of sales, you know, that it would reduce our sales.
Right.
You know what I mean? And that could be overcome.
Right.
Okay. That concept could be overcome, and you can reduce the print standard enough to where you can get what you want.
Yeah, and the margin would still be the same.
Right.
Well,
so, you know what I mean? I mean, it's like, you know, I would encourage you to go forward and pursue it the right way. I think your abilities at this time would be a lot better than they were in the past.
Mm-hmm.
So I mean.
Well, I'm gonna try to talk to Pete Cole today.
Yeah.
Being you know H&I chair,
yeah.
I would think that would be a you know. An avenue to pursue within the structure.
Yeah.
Right now, there probably is, you know, I'm probably going to go to the region and they're probably going to, you know, produce this thing and not understand that all it is a threat. and, you know, everybody's going to be all worried and wringing their hands, and they'll ask me to step down, and, you know, that's unfortunate, but that's probably what the scenario will be. Because rather than discussing the issue of the book, whether we should, you know, do something like this as a fellowship, the discussion has been, you know, sent into another, you know, another context entirely. And it, you know, on the one hand, I understand, you know, the necessity that you find to do that in terms of what the office is supposed to do. On the other hand, I look at this kind of like, you know, okay, Dave, well, this is our response, and before we even talk, we're going to, you know, put you in fucking jail, or, you know, and knowing, you know, knowing what I do know, I know that, you know, until the official letter, you know, arrives and all that stuff, that, you know, there isn't anything happening. And I understand what involuntary dissolution means in terms of the California codes, and I understand a whole bunch of things, you know. And it's like, let's feed the children, but give 10% to the children and 90% to the administrators.
Yeah, I'm going to show you where that's not really true.
Well, okay.
Because it really isn't.
That would be wonderful.
Okay.
You know,
guys, to be honest with you, man, you guys really have been kept in the dark.
I know.
So, I mean, that's going to change. So, we'll see that happen in the future.
Well, you know what I've been looking for, and that's, you know, full disclosure and, you know, the direct responsibility and accountability. And, you know, it's unfortunate that these issues seem to be colliding all at the same time, but maybe God has something to do with that. We're just pawns in that game.
Yeah.
But I, you know, as you can, hopefully you can tell, I'm not, you know, wild-eyed and full of hatred, and, you know, I just, like, you know, let's get real with each other for a change.
I think we will.
You know, it's like a Boston Tea Party. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It gets better.
We have a history in this country of nonviolent civil disobedience, and you know, that's how those who are participating in this in this situation view what it is that, you know, that we're doing.
Yeah.
And I mean, it's not just two, it's not just three, but I mean, you know, we've in 3 weeks we moved 6,000 books, and they're from Maine to the Bahamas, you know, and probably some in Ireland, and some have, you know, been sent to Australia and different places, you know. We don't want this to tear the fellowship apart, and I don't believe it will, depending upon how it's handled and how it's treated.
Well,
but fear and innuendo and isolation and types of approaches are, you know, have always done that in the past, created, you know, polarization.
Yeah, I know, but I doubt if doing that, Dave,